Liverpool and the arrival of David Miller for Sunday's game. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, it's fantastic news. He's obviously one of the best T20 players in the world at the moment. He gets the ball extremely cleanly, and he'll be a great addition to our squad, and it'll be great to see him and Colin going toe-to-toe.
Yes, it's quite a lineup if the two of them and yourself get going in the middle order there.
Yeah, obviously Colin's been in great form, and it's been a nice platform for me to come in on and play a few shots at the end. So no, we're all excited to have him on board.
What about your own role in the team? Seems to be going quite well in terms of finishing. Is that how you describe it?
Yeah, my role in the team is to finish it. It's been that way for a couple of seasons now, so it's a role that I've become used to, and it's been going right this season, and like I said, it's nice when Colin and Jacques and all the other players set up the innings, and I can just come in and play freely at the end.
Just how difficult is it though to come in and start hitting sixes and fours from virtually the first ball?
Yeah, it is quite difficult, but it's something we practice quite hard at, and it's often the case you want to give yourself a few balls and just get a little bit of a feel for the wickets and of the bowlers, and then it's time to go.
You've got Sussex and Essex at home this weekend, both sides that you've beaten away from home already.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be nice to do the double on both of them. And but look, they're two very good sides, and in this competition anyone can beat anyone. It's who turns up. They've got good players in their teams, but if we can get some of the Cardiff fabrics to come down and support us, that'll be great.
And Sussex with Tamal Mills back in their ranks, a guy who had even a little bit of trouble down at Hove last season.
Yeah, I think I was listening to you on the radio when that was happening, but it sounds like he bowled quite well, and he's obviously he's a very good T20 player, so we'll have to look at him and not show him too much respect, but just appreciate what he does with the ball.
Yeah, it's quite a combination, isn't it? A guy who bowls some of the fastest balls in the T20 and some of the slowest as well.
It's hard to set up for someone like myself who's trying to just slog at the end. It is quite hard to set up for that. But we'll have to look at a bit of video and talk to a few people, and I'm sure we'll come up with a panel too.
And overall, four games played, 5 points. How satisfied are you with the way things are going?
Yeah, fairly satisfied. We've had just one bad game out of four or five, like you said. And we've had a few really, really good wins, so the confidence is high. And we've got David coming in now, so that could be a little bit of a boost that we need going into the rest of the campaign.
Just a shame about the injuries with Kieran and David Lloyd now not available. It's going to be a fairly thin squad for the next few games. You're all going to have to keep fit.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure what the situation is on them too, but if they're not playing, it's obviously a big blow for us. They're great players for us. But like I said, we do have good players coming in. Someone like Mesh is a very good T20 player. And we've got the players to perform now, so that's right.
So. Cheers.